Hi, I'm Julianne, and I work for the Internal Revenue Service. Did you know that if there's a mistake on your tax return, it usually takes us longer to process it? This means that if you're getting a refund, you'll have to wait longer to get it. Fewer mistakes mean quicker refunds. So here's the list of the most common mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's start with incorrect or missing Social Security numbers. Be sure to write the number exactly as it appears on your Social Security card. Another mistake is incorrect or misspelled last names for you or your dependents. Be sure they are entered exactly as they appear on everyone's Social Security cards. Another problem is filing status errors. Make sure you're choosing the correct one. There are five possibilities: single, married filing jointly, married filing separately, head of household, and qualifying widow or widower with dependent child. The next thing on the list is math errors. Double check your math, or better yet, e-file and let the tax software double check it for you. Another problem is computation issues. Many people make mistakes when figuring the earned income tax credit, the child care credit, the special standard deduction for blind people and senior citizens, and the taxable part of Social Security benefits. Again, tax preparation software can really help out here. Another common error is incorrect bank account numbers for direct deposit. Make sure you double check your numbers. And finally, don't forget to sign and date your return. If you're married and filing jointly, remember both spouses must sign and date the return. Taxpayers filing electronically must also sign their tax return electronically by using a personal identification number or PIN. There are two ways to get a PIN if you're e-filing for the first time. You can verify your identity by entering your adjusted gross income from your previous federal income tax return, or you can request an electronic filing PIN online. To get all you need to file your tax return, go to irs.gov.